Principal Broadcasting presents the League of Professionals, Monday to Friday with Muriel Donnelly.
Welcome to Principal Broadcasting. John Stevens here, and today my guest is Candace Harper. Candace, how are you today? Candace?
Yep, I'm here.
Ah, there you are.
Hi there. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Why don't you start off by telling me and my listeners a little bit about what it is that you do?
Sure. I am a love coach, and a lot of people, when I say that, they think that that means that I'm a matchmaker. But actually, what I do is I help single women create the love life that they desire and deserve, which is kind of a Trojan horse for finding self-love and creating a whole life. So I coach creativity and self-acceptance and being someone who is whole with or without a relationship so that you can attract a great one.
Now, are these women that your clients are they business women? Are these stay at home moms? Like, what does your clientele look like?
Generally speaking, they're business women. They're women who have chosen their career probably
right.
for a couple decades of their adulthood, and then decide that they want to flesh out life a little bit more, or feel like they might be missing something, or want to make a change in their love life. But I also work with single mothers and stay at home mothers. It's just a question of being ready to sort of explore and find out what it is that you feel might be missing.
Now, if a young woman listening to us right now is thinking about possibly getting a love coach, what can they expect the process to look like?
Well, I start out with a consultation call, which is a free call, and we just sort of talk about what is present right now, like what's going on with your love life right now. Once I get really clear about that, I just map out a plan for how you can possibly get from where you are to where you want to be and what's standing in the way mm-hmm. of having what you say you want. So, a lot of times I'll meet new clients and they don't even know what it is they want. They just know
right.
what they don't want. So a lot of times it's just starting out with figuring out clarity.
Now, how long have you been in business?
I have been love coaching for about 2 years. I've been a consultant and a coach for about 6 years. I started
wow.
out with sort of career and work and creativity. And then, I just sort of fell into this niche of love coaching because I felt much more of an affinity, comes more naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And I could also apply a lot of my creative background to it.
Now, are you like, have you coached yourself? Is this like, where does this come from? What inspired you to do this?
Well, I always say that your purpose comes where your talents and your challenges meet. So, I combined my talents with my challenges. My challenges have definitely been throughout my adult life with love and love life. And I
mm-hmm.
always say, too, how we do one thing is how we do everything. So I actually have my own coach because I believe everybody needs coaches and mentors. And I've always seek the knowledge from others and people that I could trust and advisors and my own research and learning. And so I just became a researcher and a studier and somebody who got into growth and transformation as a way to really live a great life. And as I continued to learn things and continued to learn, I decided that, it's something that I could also teach and that I want all women to be able to experience the freedom of growing past their challenges.
Right. Now, you mentioned, so you have a coach yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, do you ever find yourself in a situation where maybe your coach says something to you and you're like, you have that aha moment, and then you start to kind of try and work that into your program?
I do. I mean, I feel like ultimately when it comes to growth and transformation, we're constantly, the aha moments are just, they're infinite.
Right, yes.
So when I do have aha moments, it definitely inspires, how can I also share this and how can I pay it forward? Because it's a gift when someone, the thing about coaching that makes it so special, when someone can guide you to your inner knowing, because a lot of times we already know the answers. We just don't necessarily want to face them, or we can't access them for whatever reason.
Right. So little validation from someone else saying, well, this is what you have to do.
Yeah, validation and also just a little bit of guidance, like an assistance to just know, first of all, that you're not alone. You're not
right.
the only one who's ever dealt with whatever it is. but also that there are pathways to your intuition, you know?
Right. Now, you deal strictly with women, correct?
I wouldn't say strictly. I've had a couple male clients, and that's something that I'm sort of working towards, is working with more men. I get a lot of response from men. I used to appear on a television show, and I got way more response from men as far as the advice that I would give and their understanding and appreciation of it than I actually did from women.
So that's
sort of like next on the agenda.
Now, when it comes to, I guess, becoming a life coach, what was it that kind of set the ball in motion where you decided that, you know what, this is what I want to do?
Yeah. One thing I've always loved, I used to work in daytime television, and one of the things that I really loved most about it was the personal interaction. Mm-hmm. And you get a lot of downtime when you work in film and television where you get to talk to the people you work with.
Right.
And so, you know, I just got really connected to what it means to actually teach and share, you know, with other people and to be able to guide other people. And I've always been sort of a natural go-to person.
Right.
And so I just decided to hone those skills and actually get some training. And I was like, you know what, this feels right. Like, this really feels very purposeful and connected to me.
Now, do you have any off the top of your head, can you think of any maybe success stories, maybe people that impacted you and, like, you know, you go home and you're like, wow, you know, I really did something good for that person?
So you mean people that I've actually coached? Or
people that you've coached.
Definitely. I mean, I have clients who, I have one client in particular. She, for the longest time, was just kind of a hermit and on her couch, you know, most of her time when she wasn't at work, and really didn't know how she was going to get back into the dating game, and, you know, really struggling with it. And through the work that we did together, she actually, by the time, I think we worked together for my month program, and by the time we were finished, she was out there, she was, you know, enjoying herself, she was socializing, and she was feeling whole, and she was meeting people, and you know, her goal was to become dateable again and to feel free enough to do that. And, you know, she was really enjoying herself. So that was inspiring and pretty awesome.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and most of my clients, you know, I have a few reviews on Yelp and stuff, but most of my clients come out with exactly what it was they were looking for. And sometimes it's a little different than what they thought they were looking for.
Right. Now, you've been in business for how long again?
6 years in total, but 2 years as a love coach.
Right. So 6 years as a total, you did a little consulting for another company.
Yeah. Well, always for myself. I've always worked for myself, but I was a creative consultant and a career, you know, career choices. If you want to start a business, like, that was the sort of coaching that I was doing.
Now, outside of going into a whole month program, I guess for our listeners in the short term, do you have any tips maybe that you could give people on maybe how they can reconnect with their love life?
Well, the first thing that I tell everybody is to find clarity. No one really, you know, we only sort of go by what's modeled for us growing up. It's like what our parents did, or what the couples around us did, or what we saw in movies.
Right.
And, you know, the unfortunate thing about that is that's not always a good example, number one. And what's good for the people who raised us may not necessarily be good for us. And so the first thing I always say when you're struggling with your love life is to really get clear about what it is you're even trying to create for yourself. You know, you got to get clear about who you are, you know, how you want to show up in the world, and what you would want from a partner who's going to involve themselves in it with you. And with that clarity, it makes it a lot easier to kind of, you know, be out there or find somebody who you can align with.
Right. Well, we've unfortunately come to the end of our segment, and honestly, you couldn't have ended on a better note. A little advice for the love angels out there who want to, you know, reconnect and stuff like that. Claire, it has been and Candace, it has been an absolute pleasure with you today. Thank you so much for coming
on
our show.
Principal Broadcasting, the Professionals Radio.